In about 2 hours, polls will close in Georgia. About 2 hours, 15 minutes, really. There's just one statewide race on the ballot. That's for one of Georgia's U.S. Senate seats. WABE politics reporter Sam Greenglass was with the incumbent's campaign, Democrat Raphael Warnock. And Sam's with us now. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, Jim.
Yeah, this has been such a long campaign, and win or lose, it ends tonight. Sam, what were Senator Warnock and his challenger, Herschel Walker, really doing today in these final pushes?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's fair to say it's a final push at this point. This is down to the wire. Herschel Walker was at a diner in Marietta this morning, bright and early, making a little retail campaign stop. He also gaggled real briefly with reporters. He hasn't done that in about 2 months, and at least since the start of this runoff. Senator Warnock, on the other hand, stopped by a canvas launch in Norcross to greet volunteers and kick them off to do one more round of door knocking as people head to the polls throughout today.
And preparing for big, you know, both of them hope victory events tonight.
Yep, both have billed their campaign events tonight as victory events. But of course, only one of them will be the victor, we think, at the end of tonight. But depending on how tight the margin it is possible that it might take a little longer to get results as all these ballots get counted.
Yeah, some lines were long, especially this morning. But in general, we've seen shorter lines in Atlanta today. What are you hearing?
It was a really different landscape today than just a couple of days ago during the early vote period when, especially in Atlanta, there were places where people were waiting an hour, 2 hours in line to cast their votes. Today, you know, I'm scrolling through Fulton County's wait time tracker right now on my computer, and I am seeing wait times of 0 minutes, of 1 minute. So there's barely lines at all at many polling locations. And we should remember, too, though, that, you know, there's just a few early vote locations around the counties for early voting, whereas there's tons more precincts on election day for voters who are casting their ballot today.
And projections from the Secretary of State's office say fewer voters today overall than cast a ballot during the early vote period, but still a significant number.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like so far. We know that there were almost 1.9 million ballots cast before Election Day. So that's absentee ballots. That's people voting early in person during that early voting window. And today, my colleague Raul Valley reports that Georgia's Secretary of State's office is projecting they'll top 1 million votes during Election Day, but not likely to hit that same number that we saw from the early voting window.
And we'll check in with Raul in the next hour just as a heads up. Generally, early voting favors Democrats. In-person numbers generally favor Republicans. You know, we know that's a hugely broad contention, but it does mean, historically, the GOP needs high voter turnout on Election Day. If you're a Republican, are you nervous at this point?
I think what we can say right now is that the Walker camp is really looking for a strong performance on Election Day, given how intensely Democrats have pushed early in-person voting as that preferred method for casting a ballot. You know, I'm not going to make predictions right now, but Walker really needs a robust turnout today to come across the finish line, given strong performance from Democrats in the early vote.
And just a reminder, polls are open until 7. Politics reporter Sam Greenglass live with us this afternoon. Sam, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Bye-bye.